It's an absolutely great day, Louisiana Agriculture, Forestry, and Aquaculture. Calling in from Washington, D.C. Had a very good meeting with the Food and Drug Administration, their senior leadership this morning. Some of the topics we talked about was, the number of drugs that are available to fight the New World screwworm. However, that is still very limited. We were told they're looking at approving 5 additional drugs for livestock and pets. So that is very good. We have 2 main drugs that we're using now. But also strongly encourage them to approve classes of drugs that we are currently not using, simply because if you use the particular drugs that are approved and all work by a similar pathway, if we have to use that every 30 to 45 days, that is the formula to create resistance to parasites that will make them resistant to the drug. So we need to move that forward. Also looking at new and additional ways and now different strategies to combat the New World screwworm, because at the current rate, it's being found, it's moving closer to the border, and it's in multiple finds across the border. It's just a period of time before we find it in the United States. And so with our limited ability to produce the sterile flies, that is one of the main ways to combat the screwworm, is that we need to look at other methodologies, such as using products in baits, which has been very effective in the past. As a way to further reduce the number of the flies, the screwworm flies, and then also looking at additional armaments and tools in our tool chest to deal with the wild population. Yes, the wild population. So looking at feed additives that can be used in the wild and in domestic livestock, again, to deal with this, problem that is now on our doorsteps. We also heard from United States Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith and United States Senator Boozman, who is the head of the Senate Agriculture Committee, talking about a number of issues affecting agriculture. And of course, one is the freezing temperatures have hit us pretty hard. In Louisiana, we have 50 plus poultry houses that were affected. State of Arkansas, over 200. But also a number of other things, such as our outbuildings, our tractor sheds, hay barns, and other things that were damaged or destroyed. And we're going to be looking to see how we can get some help dealing with this. But the freezing temperatures have taken a toll across the United States, and that is now a high priority for discussion. Tomorrow, I will be meeting with U.S. Secretary Rollins, head of the USDA, and we'll be talking about this and other things. We also mentioned and talked to the FDA how there's 2 different standards for antibiotics and other things in seafood. One standard for domestic consumption, but a separate standard to allow for imports. And so, again, we need to have everybody on the same page. That's, again, everyone to the same page. Also, in the Daily Voice, it talks about now the U.S. cattle herd is the smallest in 75 years now, and I think we're still going to see a continued decline in the number of cattle. This is the lowest numbers since 1951. Again, since 1951. So, again, we've got to keep a very close eye on that. Also, the USDA has announced February 2026 lending rates, and you can get all of that information. You can go to farmers.gov. That's farmers.gov. Now, let's take a look at what else is happening in Washington. First of all, across the United States and in Washington, the U.S. House is expected to vote today on the remaining spending bills for 2026, including a 2-week measure. That's right, 2-week measure for Department of Homeland Security to end the partial government shutdown that began on Saturday. Also in the news, we need to pay attention. High path avian influenza cases have ramped up again last month, impacting 4 million birds across the United States. In the last 30 days, the virus has been detected in 14 commercial flocks and 38 backyard flocks, not in Louisiana. But again, egg layers were hit in Colorado and Pennsylvania. About 2.8 million birds between them were affected. So again, we need to ramp up our biosecurity. Remember, if you go duck hunting, don't go back to the poultry farm wearing the same boots, coveralls. You leave those at the house. Make sure you clean everything up really, really well. And again, biosecurity is key, because if you're going to get high-path avian influenza in a poultry house is probably going to either be a hitchhiker. And again, remember, our wild population carries that virus. So again, everything, we need to be careful. We need to ramp up biosecurity and keep it tight, tight, tight. Let's take a look at what's happening in the financials. Oil is up today. West Texas is up 78 cents at 62.92. World crude is up 71 cents at 67.01. Natural gas is up 3.74%, $3.35. Louisiana light crude is down $1.03 a barrel at 62.95. Bottom line, world crude, 67.01. Natural gas, $3.36. The euro is up against the dollar, up 0.14% at 1.1814. British pound sterling is up 0.2% at 1.3699. We've been watching these climb, you know, over the last couple of weeks. Japanese yen is down 0.2%, 0.064. China's yuan is trading flat today at 0.1440. Now a little negative pressure, but it's very, very, very slight. Let's go to the big board. And we've seen the Dow kind of moving around today. Now it is currently down 131 at 49,276. The NASDAQ sector is down 315 at 23,277. And the S&P is down 50 at 6,925. And it is a mixed picture. Pharmaceuticals generally down, but oil companies moving up. Cotton March 26 up 0.14 at 62.81. Soybeans up 6 at 10.66 and a quarter. Corn futures up 2 at 4.27 and 3 quarters. Rough rice trading flat 11.12. Sugar trading flat around 33 cents right now, 33 towards 34. Chicago soft red wheat down 0.25 at 5.27 and a half. Cattle futures up. Live cattle at 0.25 up at 238.42. Feeder cattle up 0.35 at 366.70. And I think you're going to see continual pressure there on those cattle prices because, again, supply and demand. Now, on the 5th, the Mid-South Ag Labor Seminar, that's at West Baton Rouge Conference Center, and that's on Westport Drive in Port Allen. Registration at 7 to 8, seminar 8 to 2:30. It's a very, very good event. LouisianaFarmBureau.org, and then the Grain Bin Safety and Rescue Training Workshops. Again, March the 3rd, that's a Tuesday at 5:30 p.m., Bristol Auctions in Colfax. March the 4th at 5:30 p.m., the Natchitoches Fairgrounds, and that's in Natchitoches. March the 5th, 5:30 p.m. at Precision Ag in Gillam, Louisiana. And Friday, March the 6th, will be 9 a.m., Morehouse Activity Center in Bastrop, Louisiana. These are very, very good programs. And we encourage, that's right, we encourage everyone that is involved in grain bin safety and, again, rescue to attend your volunteer fire departments, your regular fire departments, first responders. And, again, safety is key. And, again, I want to thank Farm Bureau for putting this together. It's so very important. So, Don, the key is, as we continue to travel and discuss the seafood industry. We had a very good discussion with the FDA this morning about the overall seafood, and they are doing a lot of things as well. So the ask before you eat, that's key. Where does the seafood come from? It's always demand the finest seafood in the world. And where does that come from? Louisiana. That's right. Our crawfish, our crabs, our shrimp. You know, you think about our alligator and, of course, U.S. and Louisiana catfish. And I can tell you, we are really getting ready for crawfish season. It's coming. As soon as it warms up, I guarantee you they're going to be very, very nice. And yam right, don't forget to sweeten that pot with sweet potatoes. And, of course, you got to have our local pecans and the strawberries. Look, I know we lost a few flowers on the plants, but, look, we're going to have plenty of strawberries going into Lent and to Easter. And just think, Mardi Gras is just a few weeks away. It's very, very close now as we're getting in to right there. We're in the heart of Mardi Gras season. What a great time for some gumbo, a jambalaya, a pastelaya. That's right, and all the wonderful delicacies that we truly, truly enjoy. Don't forget to check out the Market Bulletin. Been around since 1906. Latest news from Ag. Recipes by Certified Louisiana. Location of your farmers markets. And a big deal, those classifies to buy and sell equipment, services, animals, you name it. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for updates on what's going on at home. And, of course, across the United States and across the world. Don't forget to tune in to Crawfish Tales. We continue to tell the story of the people, the places, the culture, the crops, all things certified Louisiana. Louisiana is where the good things grow, the greatest timber is produced, and the finest seafood is harvested. At the end of the day, we must always be mindful the fundamental duty of mankind is to feed the world, and that is something that we must never forget. Please take care. I will visit with you again tomorrow from here in Washington, D.C. Stay safe, stay warm, and God bless.